There's always one thing that may seem very weird to others, but to you is very unique. Again, we're going to do this 1% video again, this 1% series, where I talk about little hidden details that can help you succeed in your life. Hidden details, right? Hidden details, right? Let's get to the video. So with 2023 coming to a close and 2024 opening, and as this recording is still 2023, but hey, technically it's 2024 because I got 3 days before New Year's hit as this recording. But to release this video, it should be 2024, maybe January if I'm not mistaken. These are some habits that you need to get rid of if you want to still be successful in 2024 and beyond, and to just have that 1% mindset. Hopefully this isn't repetitive to what I said last time in my old videos, but I'm going to try to be as different and unique with a more better perspective here. The first thing is you have to have the faith to know that you can do anything through you, or if you're like me, a believer of Christ, through Christ, which is the first thing, having faith, not just in yourself, but having faith in whatever you see fit as your inspiration to help you move forward. You may not have the same exact career as they did or the same exact potential they did, but you still have the potential, your own potential. And with having that potential, you got to hide it because you don't want different diseases to attack and mess it up. Which is even said. My second thing is, you gotta cut off those bad people immediately. I personally have my experiences with toxic people and people who are toxic and people who are nice. And I have a mixture of both. Because sometimes there are people out there, from my experience, that are both negative and positive at the same time and don't know how to operate. And then people like that, you gotta leave them alone because they're too off and on. And that's what you call off and on friends. And potentially fake friends if they're mostly negative. So that's one thing you got to get rid of if you want to be successful, because at the end of the day, who you hang around is who you'll become. Because from my experiences, the friends I've had, both negative and positive, had always been reflections of me, rather if it was who I am in the way I am now, or who I would be if I were to follow in the tracks of that they were going, that was similar to my path when I went through whatever I went through. And that could be the same for you. And that's why it's good to help others, but sometimes you may distance yourselves. But when you have those ones that are eagerly listening to want to hear you and see what you're doing, that goes to my next one, number three, which is bring in those people that actually want to see you do better. Even the people that you may perceive as boring, annoying, not cool, most of the time those be the one that be the interesting ones, especially, for example, if you're in school. Being around the smart kids, being around maybe the weird kids, maybe being around, hopefully not being offensive here, but theater kids, because I know I heard that theater kids can be kind of weird, you know, stereotypically. At the end of the day, hey, there's nothing weird about it, because at the end of the day, people like that will help you be successful. I always thought about this idea, and I always looked up to this. When there's a peculiar person in life, and people tend to shun them and push them away, in reality, you're not pushing them away, but you're pushing them closer to the potential they can get to. Because the more you're pushing them, the more they're walking away from you. Which in reality, you were the negative source. Which then moves forward to them being successful. Just like that. Why? Because they were motivated. Which is my fourth one. Don't let your haters stop you. Stay motivated. Yes, all the motivational speakers say that. Yes, everybody say that. Oh, stay inspired. This is awesome. Do this. Do that. Do that. Stay positive. X, Y, Z. Get serious with you.
You gotta let go of those haters.
I'm serious. You gotta let go of those haters, because at the end of the day, they're not gonna help you, but you can still use them as motivation. Do you hear me? Use them as motivation. Use your haters as motivation more than your supporters, because your supporters will support you no matter what. Your haters are the ones that you should have that motivation for, because they're the ones rooting against you. They're the ones forcing you to keep on going. Which leads me to my fifth thing, and I can heavily tell you this from my experience, especially when I was a rookie in podcasting, when I didn't have no support at all, especially from family members at the time, is that use that energy you feel, that sadness you feel, that anger you feel, into putting more into your work. Don't worry about how you feel or trying to reflect off of them. As long as that person never hits you, there's no need to try to result back in a fight or verbal or anything like that. Even if they give you verbal cues, give it back to them if you want to. It's your personal choice. It's America, where I live at, and I don't know where you live at, but I know you should, if potentially, maybe, hopefully, have free will to speak how you want to speak. And so you can do that, but all that stuff that's built in from those people, put it into your work, because I did that a lot. All that anger, all that stuff I felt, I put it into my work. I either put it into my podcast, put it into my YouTube channel, put it into reading my Bible, put it into doing something productive. Because the more you keep on worrying about that, the more you keep on trying to think about that, it's not going to let you move forward. It's just like if you're being lazy or if you're just sitting around, which is the next one. Quit sitting around. Why sit around for? What's that going to do for you? You know that sitting around all day in your dead skin cells and laying down all day can make you lose more muscle? Yes, you can lose more muscle just by laying down. So that goes out to all my people who are really big on workouts. And not just even if you're big on workouts, but if you want to stay healthy, that's really bad. Your brain tends to eat itself up. And that's very scary. Because when your brain is eating itself up, that's like being hungry. And then when you're hungry, you don't eat nothing. But your insides are eating each other until eventually you die if you don't have... water, which helps out a lot. And so I just hope you really stay hydrated with the inspiration and the advice I'm giving you, because this is something you really need if you want to be in the 1% mark. This is something you got to do. It isn't something easy. It isn't something hard. And I just want you to know, throughout this podcast, I'll be documenting many more videos just like this, that talks about how to be in the 1%, because being in that 1% is way different than being the average. And for me, I can tell you from experience, it's hard, but you can push through, especially for me as a man of faith, because that's even more worse, because in this world, people tend to hate on Christians because they think that we're all XYZ, this and that, this and that, this and that, when in reality, we're not like that. We're not even supposed to be like how the world perceives us as in we're strict people, because in the scriptures of the book, it always says, love and kindness have I drawn. And so that's how Christians should be. There's not many that's that way, but there are many that are that way, if you get what I'm saying there. And so for me as a man of faith, like I just say once again, it can be hard because when you're a man of faith and also trying to be a successful person, you can't do the same things others can do. And that's why I'm so heavily inspired to make this 1% series on my podcast and YouTube, because of the fact that I want you to be able to consume these videos. But I hope you realize that there are many other videos I have too. It's all about more than just the 1%. And you can like, share, and subscribe to this YouTube channel and check out more videos as you're watching this video. Thank you for watching the Development Pod, and have a good day.